And if we were talking about climbing trees, you might ask me, has that tree over there ever been?
You ever been climbed in that tree?
All right. And I might answer, yes, a boy hit yesterday.
Climbed that tree yesterday.
All right. If we were talking about doing some work, you might ask, has that work already been
finished?
Well, use some, let's say we were talking about doing work. Has that, and you might say, if we were talking about doing work, you might say, has that work already been
done?
All right, that's fine. And I might answer, yes, they, yesterday.
Finished it yesterday, done it yesterday.
All right. If we were talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might ask me, has that stump ever been out yet?
Pulled out.
All right, let's use some form of, let's say, dragging.
Dragged out? Have you dragged that stump out?
That's fine. And I might answer, yes, we it
out
yesterday.
Chastity.
What's that?
Yes, we drug that out of chastity.
All right, that's fine.
But now I don't know so much about that kind of English I'm using.
Oh, just that's all right. We there's no such thing as correct or incorrect. We just want to see how you speak. You see, that's the purpose of this. So don't get uneasy about it. And if we were talking about riding a horse, you might ask, has that horse ever been
rode?
All right. And I might answer, yes, someone
rode him yesterday.
All right. And if we were talking about ringing a bell, you could ask, has that bell been today?
Rung today.
All right. And I might tell you, yes, they
rung it yesterday.
All right. If we were talking about the rising of the sun, you might ask, has the sun yet?
Yet.
What's that?
You're talking about rising, has the sun risen up yet?
All right. And I might tell you, yes, it at 6 o'clock today.
It rose this morning at 6 o'clock.
All right. If we were talking about diving into a lake, you might ask, has he into the lake yet?
Has he dived into that lake?
All right. And I could answer, yes, he
in there yesterday.
All right. If we were talking about children growing up, you might ask, have all their children up yet?
Grown up yet.
All right. And I might answer, yes, they up years ago.
Grown up years ago.
All right. If I ask you, for instance, I have asked you before, how old you are, you would answer, I, 60, or something like that. Just tell me how old you are.
I'm 71 year old.
All right, that's fine. If I ask, are you tired, you might answer, no, I
just getting old.
No. If I ask you, are you tired? And you might say, no, I...
No, I'm not tired, I'm just...
Okay, you did fine. Would you finish this sentence for me? I don't chew tobacco, but he...
He chews tobacco. I don't chew tobacco.
All right, let's do it again. Let's not use chew in there and say, I don't chew tobacco, but he...
What'd you say, he chews tobacco?
Well, don't use chew tobacco, just...
Uses tobacco?
Well, you don't even have to say that. Just say, well, let's say you're out in the field and you're talking to some guy and you're very easy and you don't want to repeat many words.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you don't want to answer him if he asks you, do you chew tobacco? You might not say, yes, I chew tobacco. You might say something else. Now, what I want to know is, if you were saying, say, if some guy came up and asked you for a chew, and you'd say, I don't chew tobacco, but he...
He chews tobacco.
All right.
I'd be referring to the man that do it.
All right, that's fine. And